To 2 Corinthians chapter 8, page 1235 in your Scofield Bible. 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, we'll begin with verse 7 and read through verse 11. We'll read the verses responsively. Once more, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 7 through 11. The 11th verse is the text verse. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that is, there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. And let's pray. Father, we thank you so for thy precious word, how good it is to be a member of this church, how good it is to be saved, how wonderful is thy will and purpose for this hour. And help us not to miss a minute of it. Help us to be in tune with that which is going on all the while, but especially as thy word is preached. Bless our preacher toward that end, and bless us that we may hear carefully, begging thee for the power to hear and to do that which is thy will to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to ask you to listen carefully as I read you my text this morning. Before I read it, may I say this? I have two great desires in my preaching. Number one is I have a desire to encourage you to win folks to Christ. Getting people out of hell and getting them ready for heaven is the most important business in the whole world. Now, once that's done, my second great motive or desire is to help you in life's relationships. I want, because I preach here, I want you husbands and wives to get along better with each other. I want you young people to get along better with your parents. I want you in all of your relationships of life, because of my preaching, I want you to get along and have a happy relationship with each one. Now this morning, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. I hope you'll listen to me. I read this verse to you, and I think it's an amazing verse. Get it now. Now therefore, perform the doing of it. See what he said? He said, now do it. Now how do you do it? That as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. Look at me. It says, perform the doing of it. He said there must be a readiness to will. I want to speak this morning on that subject, a readiness to will. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you to help me today in a very special way, as I touch on what I think is one of the great, great truths of the Christian life. May I do it rightly and properly and spiritually and spirit-filled. In Jesus' name, amen. Please listen very carefully. I was preaching, in fact, I was invited to preach years ago in one of the beautiful cities of America, San Diego, California. I was invited by a pastor whose name is Tim LaHaye. I've forgotten the name of the church, but it's in San Diego. And I went out there and never preached there before. I preached there numbers of times in succeeding years. That's the first time I've been there. And so I went to his office before service, and he had a big stool like that, and like a draftsman's table there. He was sitting at the stool, and he was writing. And I asked him what he was writing. I did not know him at the time. I'd never met him before. He just invited me to come. And I said, Brother Tim LaHaye, what What are you doing? He said, I'm writing a book. And I did not know at that time he had written several books. And so he said, I want to give you one of my books. And so he gave me a copy of his book. I think the book is called simply The Four Temperaments. Isn't that what it's called? It's about the four temperaments, that each of us has a different temperament. And so I went back to my room, and that night I read a good part of the book. Came back the next day to preach that morning, and he said, think about the book. I said, I don't agree with it. I like you, but don't agree with the book. Because the book says that man has, there are four different temperaments, and implies that we are predestined to have one of those temperaments. In other words, God's made some folks grouchy and some folks happy. And I said, I don't believe that at all. I just don't believe that. I that's not what I believe. Now, this morning, let me make this statement carefully, and I want you to listen to me. You are what your will is. You are what your will is. It is not, I am happy, so I will. It is, I will, then I'll be happy. You see, happiness, or pardon me, emotion is a result, not a means. It's an effect and not a cause. You are happy when you have will to do what makes you happy. Happiness doesn't sneak up on you and capture you. You choose happiness. By your will, you choose. So I'm saying that, okay, take the Israelites in Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. But now follow me carefully. The Jews were in bondage. Don't leave me now. The Jews were in bondage, had been for 70 years. Now then, they have a chance to go back to Israel if they so, or Canaan, if they so choose. But all of them didn't so choose. You did not have to go back. You did not have to stay. Each Jew had the right to choose whether or not he goes back. Now some willed to go back. They didn't decide to be happy. They decided to go back. And as a result of willing that, then they said, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Now I'm simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, that your will is what you are. Now, for example, salvation that you have was gotten by your will. May I tell you, folks are not saved, the best way to get saved, just the best way. Oh, you say, well, Brother Howells, I was in church one time, all of a sudden it hit me and I trusted Christ. I don't mind that, as long as you trusted Christ, but you didn't trust him because it hit you. You trusted him because you chose to trust him. The best way in the world to get saved, listen carefully, is for you to look at square in the eyeball this morning and say, I happen to be a sinner. I am a sinner. And I don't care whether you're emotional or not. Emotion comes as a result. So I am a sinner. And I am going to hell because I'm a sinner, because the Bible says I am. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Then shall the wicked be turned into hell. All those who forget God. Then shall it say to those on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, to everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So just look at the eyeball this morning and say, I'm a sinner. And I am going to hell when I die. Then say, but I learned in the Bible that God sent his son, and Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, lived a perfect life and never sinned, so he did not owe a debt. He went to the cross and paid my penalty. He suffered in my place. He was my substitute. And he said, if I will, get that word will, whosoever will, didn't say whosoever tingles, whosoever will. I am this morning on the basis that I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I'm headed for hell. Jesus paid my penalty. This morning, I will become a Christian by trusting Jesus as my Savior. That's the best way in the world to get saved. And if you ever get saved, it's not because God drug you in, it's because you willed to become a child of God. Bible said, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Jesus said, ye will not come to me that ye may have life. Ye will not come. Now listen carefully. If you're not a Christian this morning, you can decide right this minute, you see, I will right now. You don't have to wait until the invitation. You don't say when the invitation comes, I'm going to get saved. You can get saved right where you are by saying at this moment, knowing I'm a sinner, knowing I'm lost, knowing I'm on my way to hell, knowing Jesus suffered my hell for me, I am deciding I will at this moment become a child of God, and your name can be written in heaven before I get to the next point. I say you are what your will is. I won't go into the story. I use it often. But think about that store owner in Brooklyn, New York, who simply came to church one night, heard me preach because I was pastor of the largest church in America, and he wanted to see what it looked like, and it's worth coming to do that. But he sat back in the back and walked down the aisle and stunned everybody. Wealthy man, never had been to church. And I preached that sermon on duty. It's your duty to get saved. And by the way, it is your duty to get saved. You are responsible to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. And that man walked down the aisle and stunned that little church. And I asked him why he came. He said, because you preached a sermon on duty, and I'm an honest man. I pay my debts. I'm a respectful man. I pay my debts. I have integrity and character. And he said, tonight, you said, if you live in God on God's earth and drink God's water, enjoy God's sunshine, it's just the thing, the decent thing to do, to decide to come to Christ. He looked at me and he said, Reverend, tonight I have decided to come to Christ. Not a tear in his eye. Not a shout on his lips. I don't care if you shout while you get saved. I don't care if you cry while you get saved. But you don't get saved because you shout. You get saved because you will come to Christ and trust him as your Savior. Now, once you get saved, realize what you got, you may have a spell. But you don't have a spell to get saved. You have a spell because you realize you are saved. For example, how many times have I said it? I'm not happy today because I feel real good. Good night. When the alarm went off this morning, I wanted to kill three or four people. I don't get out of bed in the morning. I get resurrected from the dead every morning. But I'm not happy today. I'm not happy today so I could get saved. I'm happy because I stop and realize this morning that my sins have been washed away. I stop and realize that God has wiped my sins off his record books in heaven. I stop and realize that he will not impute a single sin against me. I stop and realize that the name Jack Hiles is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Blessed be God. I stop and think he has no eraser on his pencil, on his pen, and he'll never erase my name. Now, the Lamb's Book of Life, right now, in the glory world, there's a home prepared for me. Up in that land so bright and grand, the promised land, I'll take my stand. Oh, come with me. I'm happy today, and I rejoice today, not because all of a sudden somebody sings a song that makes me tingle, but up here I realize what I have because I chose with my will to come to Christ. But that isn't all. I said, you are what your will is. If you ever get saved, you will to get saved. You say, when my time comes, I'll get saved. Your time came the first time you realized that you were a sinner. And any moment, from that moment to this, you could will to get saved. I said yesterday at the wedding. After the wedding, I was presenting the plan of salvation. I said this, sometime between your birth and your death, you've got to look it square in the eyeball. I'm saying sometime between your birth and your death, you've got to stop and take time to realize you're a sinner and you're lost and on your way to hell, and that Jesus Christ, the virgin-born, sinless Son of God, came and paid your penalty on the cross. And sometime you've got to say, okay, I've got to do it sometime. Now's the time. I'll do it now, by cracky, and receive Christ as my Savior. It's a matter of the will. Whosoever will. Secondly, the same is true concerning sin. Listen carefully. You can quit drinking when you will to. Now, I believe in addiction for an unsaved person. I do not believe in addiction for a child of God. Let me say it again so you can criticize me real plainly. I don't believe it's possible for a child of God to have to be addicted to tobacco. I don't believe an unsaved person could be. I don't believe it's possible for a child of God to have to be addicted to liquor. I believe a child of God who's had a bottle of whiskey every day for 15 years can stand up and say, okay, it's time to quit. I will quit. Why? You have the mighty power of God to help you. That's why. We've taken the gospel and the power of the gospel away from our society these days. So, you folks at I got to have a drink. No, you can will to quit right now. You will quit cursing when you will to quit cursing. You will quit smoking when you will to quit smoking. Ask a question. How many of you at one time you smoked or drank, and you decided one time just like that, with the power of God helping you, you decided to quit just like that and haven't had a drink or a cigarette since? Raise your hand. Look around. What's around you? Y'all still smoking, right? Look, thank you. Put your hands down. That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying that God has given you His Holy Spirit, and if you have trouble with a bottle, you can will to quit now. Well, that's just my weakness. Well, you can will to make it your strength any time you will. You can quit your bad temper, Mr. LeHay. You can quit your bad temper anytime you will. Chew! Look at me. Listen to me. Talk to each other when you get out. I'm talking to you right now. Listen to me. I'm saying, you all over the house, I'm just possessed with a hot temper. Well, bless God, you can quit that hot temper anytime you decide, I will quit that hot temper. But some folks are just melancholy by nature. We're all melancholy by nature. We're all sad by nature. But you can will, or you can quit. By the way, you can be a good husband when you will too. Somehow or other we got the idea somehow that predestination is for saved people and their disposition. If I said this morning to you, God has predestined some to go to heaven and some to go to hell, why, you'd be indignant. Some of you folks would leave this church, and some of you folks would write me notes and say, I don't believe that. A God in heaven wouldn't choose somebody to go to heaven and somebody else to go to hell. Well, that God in heaven wouldn't choose some folks to be happy and some to be miserable either. I'm trying to tell you that you can forsake your sin when you will to do so. You can become a good husband when you will to do so. And by the way, some of you fellows ought to say right now, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. This moment, I will become a decent husband. I will quit my fussing. I will quit my complaining. I will quit being hard to get along with. I will right now become a decent husband. I'm sick and tired of people coming to me into my office and saying, well, I just can't get over my temper. Let me tell you something. You became a child of God. The mighty power of God came into your life, and the Holy Spirit came in you to live, and you can become a good husband today if you will to become a good husband, and you can become a good wife today if you will to become a good wife. You can quit your disobedience to parents today, children, if you decide to. Paul said, get this now. Paul said, to will is present with me. Now, wait a minute. We've gone over Romans chapter 7 and totally misunderstood it. Paul said, that which I would do, I wouldn't. But Paul could will to do it if he chose to. Paul said, to will is present with me. Now, you listen to me. To will to quit drinking is present with you. To will to quit your hot temper is present with you. Go back to old illustration I love to use. When Mark Niemeyer was getting married, we're sitting in the waiting room over there before the wedding, talking about his courtship, planning the wedding, a little ceremony, a little bit. As I always ask people, I said, Mark, when did you realize that you loved her? And he startled me. He said, well, it was a certain day when I decided to love her. Listen carefully. You may never hear anything as good in your life as this. You single guys, you find you somebody that you like, and then you decide to love her. You find somebody that will make you a good wife and make your children a good mother, and you decide to love her. You will to love her. Okay, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said, don't bother me helping you to humble yourself. Do it yourself. Humble yourself, he said. And he said, you seek my face yourself. And then he said, You turn from your wicked ways. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care who you are today. You can decide today, if you're a child of God, to turn from your sin. There's a third thing. You can will today to become a child of God. You can will today to forsake your sins. Listen carefully. Number three, you can will today concerning your treatment of other people. Let me read you a verse. I hope you'll listen carefully to this verse. Hope I can find it. Mark 14 and 7. Listen to it. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. Well, she's such an unselfish person. You listen to me. Every stinking one of us is selfish. She is not an unselfish person. With her will, she has decided to be unselfish. And the Bible says right here in this verse, whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. So whenever you will, anybody in this room can have a good, even disposition if you choose it. Philippians 2:13. God works in you to will. He works in you to will. Listen, whosoever will may be saved. Whosoever will can be kind. Whosoever will can be sober. Whosoever will can live a good Christian life. Whosoever will can be a good husband. Whosoever will can be a good wife. Whosoever will can be a good child. And quit hiding behind the fact, well, yeah, I just have a hot temper by nature. Well, every one of us has a hot temper by nature. I'm trying to say you are responsible for yourself and you can do what God's ordered for you to do. So, listen carefully to me. You can will or decide. You can will today to be as gentle as this man right here. I just love Brother Colston. He is such a gentle man. You can choose today to be just like him. I talk a little faster than he does, but you can and stay awake a little longer in the sermon. But here's a gentleman here. A real, true, genuine gentleman. He said, well, I wish I was like him. Then be like him. Will! Do you know that you can will today to be as hard a worker as Ray Young? You can will today to be as loyal as Ray Bordway? You can will today to be as patient as Irma McKinney. You can will today to be as productive as Jeff Owens. You can will today to be as happy as Ed Lapina. A bit cleaner minded, but as happy. You can will today to be as sweet as Beverly Hiles. If you're a child of God, I have a Bible that says all power is given unto me, which is heaven and earth. You're a child of God. Your Bible says that you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you. Now, the secret to your life, if you're a child of God, is your will. I said, whatever your will is, that's what you are, or you are what your will is. No one is predestined to be grouchy. No one is predestined to be depressed. I've said this so often. God said rejoice evermore. That means if God commanded you to rejoice, that you can choose to rejoice. Galatians 5:22. We have a little listing there. What the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. Now listen carefully. The fruit of the Spirit. Look at me. The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, and so forth. Now, the Holy Spirit came inside you to live when you got saved, so that fruit came in with Him. Now then, you don't have to eat food if you don't want to. You give me a big bowl of fruit, and I can put that fruit on the table, and starve to death. But if that, okay, you give to Mrs. Hiles and me a bowl of fruit. And there it sits. Now, I have the fruit, but I do not eat that fruit. A lot of you folks have in your body today and in your spirit today, you have the fruit of the spirit called love, but you don't eat it. You're not happy today because you've chosen to be sad. There it is. The bowl of fruit. Now, you've got to eat the fruit. Now, I may eat it. Suppose I eat the fruit, and Ms. Hiles doesn't. It's as much available to her as it is for me. And the fruit of the Spirit is as much available to you as it is to any other Christian. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, boy, I'd like to be as much a gentleman as Johnny Colston. Well, be! Oh, across America, pastors' wives come to me, and they say, I wish I could be as sweet as your wife is. Wait till I tell them what you did to my nose. But I wish I could be as sweet, and I always say, you can. Because the same bowl of fruit is available for you that's available for her. Boy, I wish I had the zeal of a Jeff Owens. Well, bless God, choose to do it. I said again, your will is what you are, and you are what your will is. You can will today to become a Christian. Sanely, sensibly, earnestly, sincerely, I must become a Christian before I die, if I go to heaven, or if I escape hell. So today, I will become a child of God. Simple as that. I said again, you can will to forsake every sin of your life. I wish some of you couples would will to get along with each other. We just fight all the time. Well, will not to fight. I go to a hotel room. For years I've been traveling. I go on Monday, go to the hotel room. Now, I'm not really a lover of fruit. I eat some fruit. I eat a banana occasionally, and sometimes I'll take the oranges and I'll squeeze them, make some orange juice out of them. But there's almost always a fruit basket there, and I always eat some of it. But I can eat some, or I can eat none. And God says, I got 9 different kinds of fruit for you. I'm putting it all in one basket called the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you can decide. Now listen to me carefully. It's time this morning that numbers of you people decided to become a Christian. It's time you said, I will. And that's all you've got to do. Now, God doesn't have to hit you in the back of the head with a tingle. And you get saved and then. Oh, it hit me. No, it didn't hit you. Trust the Savior. I don't want it to hit me up here than hit me down here. When up here it hits me, I'm a child of the King. Gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Brother, when it hits me up here, then it tingles down here, and I shout because I know what I have. I don't shout because I feel good. I shout because I know good. And others of you, you folks got a pack of Lucky Strikes in your pocket, ought to will right now and never to smoke another one. You folks that got some rock music, tapes, CDs, I just can't give it up. I can do all things through Christ. The power of the gospel of Jesus Christ can allow you to will to do anything that is right to do. And you ought to will today. Never from this moment forward to smoke another cigarette. Never to take another drink of any kind of alcoholic beverages. Never to play another rock music. Never to say another curse word. You ought to will today not only to become a child of God and forsake your sin, but you ought to will today concerning your treatment of other people. I can show you a man within 25 feet of where I stand right now. He was one of the hardest fellows to live with you ever saw in your life. You just never saw anything like it. And one day in my office, I preached a sermon like this to him personally. And he said, okay, that's what I'll do. He now is one of the gentlest men you ever met in your life. Because he said, that's what I will do. I will become a gentle, decent man. This morning, will you come to Christ? Will you forsake your sins? Never forget that guy asked me one day, he said, Brother Hiles, how do you overcome lying? I said, that's the way I know to tell the truth. Now you listen to me. Mr. Clinton, listen carefully. If Bill Clinton's a Christian, I'm a Muslim. But if Bill Clinton is a Christian, Bill Clinton can decide today never to lie again. So some of you ought to say today, I will become a Christian. Going to do it. It's time to do it. Decent people do it. Walk down these aisles. Let us know that today you have decided to receive Christ and trust Him to take you to heaven. Others of you ought to walk down this aisle, or at least in your own pew there, you ought to say, by the grace of God, there's some sin in my life. I will. I choose today. I will forsake that sin. That's what God said. My people call by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. So, God, give me victory over tobacco. God says, leave me alone. Save prayers for bigger things than that. Quit it yourself. And then some of you today, hundreds of you, ought to will to choose to eat of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. You ought to will to love. Some of you women, you've never said one time in the last year to your husband, I love you. Now, here's what you say.
My mom and dad never said they loved each other.
Oh, hush. Shut up. I haven't got time to hear that garbage.
I didn't grow up in a loving home.
Well, will they have one now?
Well, I got a short fuse.
You got the same length fuse we all have. And you can will anytime you want to get along with people, treat people properly. The fruit's there. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, patience. Okay. All the fruit, nine fruit of the Spirit, they're all there. Now all you got to do is eat it. But the reason you got a hot temper is you've not chosen to eat the fruit of the Spirit. You can will to do anything that God has commanded you to do. I think you'll agree that I enjoy life. I think you'll agree, if you came to the wedding yesterday, I think you'll agree that I pretty well enjoyed the wedding. Even if it's a wedding, you can make something good out of it. But you know why I enjoy life? I've chosen to enjoy life. I've chosen to, and I can look at almost anywhere and see funny things. I enjoy life. Well, I wish I had your optimism. Get it. Hey, the bowl of fruit's out there in the middle of the table. Reach over and get it. Decide this morning. I am going to will today concerning my treatment of other people. I'm going to will today to forsake my besetting sin. And I'm going to will today to become a child of God.
Open your Bibles, please, to Hebrews, the 5th chapter.